Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update, proclaiming faithful works that are within the Brotherhood in the country, and not only the country, but throughout the world. It's an Ulagar Radio production, Ulagar Radio, proclaiming truth and encouraging brethren. I'm your host, Dustin McRickard. Thank you for tuning in. Today I have a very special guest with me, Glenn Colley. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dustin.
Glenn, it's such a pleasure to have you here on the show, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule for being on the show. Glenn, give me a little bit of information about yourself, just briefly here. Where are you located at?
I preach for the West Huntsville Church in Huntsville, Alabama, which is right at the top of Alabama, just beneath Tennessee. And I've been here for 13 years. I'm a third-generation preacher for the Churches of Christ, and my son is the fourth.
Wow, that's fantastic. The reason why I reached out to you, Glenn, besides all the great books that you wrote with you and your wife, You Are the Song That I'm Singing, it's a great marriage book. I encourage anyone in the Brethren to look that up. And also Headed to the Office, one of my favorites that I'm actually getting ready to start with my young teen boys that I love and go through that. So definitely look that up online. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today was because you have a program that I have fallen in love with. And it is KidSing. Now, for those who might not know what it is, can you give me a description? What is KidSing? How did this come about? How did this grow to be what it is today?
KidSing is a manufactured word that we just created to tag the program, which we began probably 30 years ago, really. KidSing is similar to what we used to call pew packers that was done, and is still being done sometimes on Sunday evenings in worship. Or before worship, but KidSing is better. And the reason is, in the first place, that we don't begin KidSing at a quarter to the hour. I've always felt that was a mistake and would lead to really the failure of the program. And the reason is because if you start at 15 till 6, let's say you begin at 6 o'clock your worship, start at 15 till, well, what's going to happen is that you're always going to have kids straggling in because the parents are sometimes going to bring them late. Furthermore, you got the church that's gradually assembling for worship, and you got all that chatter going on, and so you're down at the front trying to do KidSing or pew packers. Well, KidSing starts at the top of the hour. And there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, it eliminates all those problems. The church assembles, the kids are down front, seated. I like to shout out at about 5 till, we start at 5 o'clock on Sunday evenings. About 5 till 5, I'll shout out, it's almost time for KidSing. And the kids know that, you know, it's time to get down there. I like for the teenagers to be seated behind the smaller children, and we'll talk some more about that. But we're going to start at 5 o'clock. Now, the church is already assembled. Well, that's on purpose, because the kinds of things we do in KidSing, I want the whole church to get. So the way I'm presenting it is the church is assisting us in helping train the children. But the fact is the church is getting this information too, by osmosis, you know, it just spreads out. We always start with the recitation of the books of the Bible. So 99.5% of our members in the West Huntsville Church can recite the books of the Bible. The reason is that we do it every Sunday night and a half for years. Again, we're teaching the children, but the whole church helps us. We all recite the books of the Bible. A KidSing card, and you can show some images of them if you like. We have, I don't know, 15 or more cards now. The number is growing. But for an example, I'll take a book of the Bible, such as the book of Acts, and I'll read the whole book, making sights of what's in each chapter, the key thought of each chapter. I'm holding an Acts card in my hand. Now, this is, I made this up. So this is what I would consider to be the main theme of each chapter. Acts 1 is the ascension of Christ. Acts 2 is the birth of the church. Acts 3 and 4, the lame man. Acts 5 is Ananias and Sapphira. Acts 6 is deacons. And so that's how it's played out. I'll get up and I'll say, now, if I say Acts 1, I want you to say ascension of Christ. All right, so I'll shout it, Acts 1, and they'll shout back to me, ascension. And we'll do that a few times, and I'll say, now, if I say Acts 2, I want you to say birth of the church, and they'll shout it back to me. And so in the first night, we're going to be able to do five of them where I can bounce around with any of those five, and they're going to respond the answer back to me. Now, that's short-term memory, but next week on Sunday night, we're going to add a couple, and the week after that until we're finished. So the book of Acts has 28 chapters, and so that will be a typical length for a card. Some of the cards are going to be typical Bible, or I mean, sort of a broad Bible knowledge where I've just gone to the text and pulled out things that I'm determined, Dustin, that our kids must know. They need to know that faith is in Hebrews 11, that love is in 1 Corinthians 13. They need to know marriage and divorce is in Matthew 19. They need to know creation is Genesis 1 and 2, and et cetera. There are some things that they need to know. The Lord's Supper is in 1 Corinthians 11, contributions in 1 Corinthians 16, and all of those things are, the Sermon on the Mount is Matthew 5, 6, and 7. They need to know the conversion examples. I want them to know that the Ethiopian is in Acts 8, Saul is in Acts 9, lit in the jail in Acts 16, you know, so that general Bible knowledge card will have all of those things. And we're going to work on that card for, I don't know, I don't have a set time, however long it takes till we have most of the kids conquering the card. Now, when a child is able to say the whole card, he will take it to one of our elders, not to me, but one of our elders before or after worship or whenever, and say, I'm ready to say my yellow card. And the elder will sit down with him privately in the part of the auditorium, just find a spot. And if the child can say it successfully, and, you know, he's got to do a good job. If he can't, if he hangs up on something, the elder says, oh, boy, you're getting so close. You're almost there. And next Wednesday you can try again, right? But he's got to do it. So we're not going to give it to him. He's got to earn it. If he does it, then the elder brings that to me that, you know, Johnny has said his yellow card, and I'm going to get him a trophy or a medal, we're doing something right now at West Huntsville that we haven't ever tried before, but it's a card for ice cream at one of these fancy ice cream places. And that's getting some mileage. A lot, they like that, but I'm going to get him a reward, something. And that night I'm going to say to the church, we have a student who's accomplished something great. He's done the yellow card perfectly, and I want to call down, and I'll call his name, and he'll come, and I'll give him his award, and we will clap for him. Now, bear in mind, it's a good place to say this. When I get up, well, our announcement maker is going to get up first on Sunday nights, 5 o'clock. He'll get up and make a few announcements, and then he will say these words. Now, this is important, Dustin. He will say, now, before we begin our worship, we're going to have kids sing. Kids sing is not inside of worship. It happens when we're assembled, but we distinctly say, after kids sing, then we'll begin our worship. Because we're going to do chattering, we're going to do boys and girls going back and forth, we're going to have a good time learning these things, and the church is learning too, but it's not inside of worship. All right, so we're going to clap. Now, we don't clap in worship. We're going to clap those for these children, though, when they accomplish this and I give them their award. And after kids sing, we begin worship. So the side benefit of this is in having the church assembled, they're learning these things too. For example, we had one of our adults recently was in a discussion with a neighbor, and in the Bible discussion, in the discussion, something came up about the conversion of the Ethiopian. And the Christian said, oh, well, that's in Acts 8. And the neighbor said, wow, how did you know that? Well, the adult later came to me and said, you know, I knew it because of kids sing. We go through that all the time. And my point is that you're going to have a congregation. This is rote memory, but they're going to be more able to tell you where things are found in the Bible, have a better handle on where things are found.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Glenn, I'm looking forward to talk to you again. Thank you for being on the Gospel Update.
It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you. And stay tuned on Ulugah Radio for more faithful works that are going on within the church and within the community and throughout the world, and also faithful teaching. My name is Dustin McCricker. Thank you.